Betty Turpin is the superintendent of the Holy Family Catholic Regional School Division, and she joins us on the line this afternoon. Betty, thank you very much for joining us here. A lot of schools and school divisions in and around the Peace Region have joined on to this mental health project. They've either started their project and going at it full-time, or they've developed a pilot project like the Holy Family Catholic Division has. First of all, I'll just get your comments on the fact that this pilot project is underway. Specifically, I guess, it's St. Stephen's School in Valley View.
That's correct. All school divisions were invited to apply for this pilot for some to enhance our mental health supports and services in our schools. So Holy Family did apply, and we did receive some funds, and those funds will go to building up some mental health supports for St. Stephen's School in Valley View.
How much is the idea of supporting mental health needed, especially after the times of COVID?
We're seeing it increase, definitely increase. We do. We are fortunate enough to work with two other school divisions in our area for mental health capacity building projects. And so we've had them in our North schools, and now, and we've had it at St. Andrews in High Prairie. This grant basically gives us an opportunity to support St. Stephen's School to help them foster some positive social, emotional, and behavioral skills and their well-being. It'll also help our staff, teach our staff some skills on supporting students.
How much will learning support teachers benefit from projects like this, especially with the fact that, as you mentioned, $374,000 over the next 2 years has been set aside to hire a couple of full-time wellness workers on site?
So they will be there not just for the students. They will also be there to help our, to provide some professional development for our school staff and to build their capacity in their ability to support the mental health needs of our children. We are also going to be partnering with some community partners in the town of Valley View to build those collaborative relationships.
With the students being able to access this project, can parents be involved too?
Parents will definitely be involved, yes. They're part of our community partners, for sure.
Without getting into specifics here, Betty, what can be discussed in these projects?
Things like how to manage your mental health, how to understand, build resiliency in our children, improve their attendance, improve their engagement in their school, and anything. These are not therapists, okay? So we're not getting into some heavy psychological therapy. It's more around the mental health and wellness, getting along together, building healthy relationships, having positive peer support groups, learning how to respect each other, being positive with each other, being positive about outlook, having a plan, you know, for your growth. Those are the types of things that our workers will work with groups of students or one-on-one with students or a class of students on how to manage that.
What do you think? I guess you just mentioned it. Are these some of the goals that are hopefully going to be developed over the next couple of years and over the next this time period?
Yes, these are the outcomes that we're looking for. The supports that we're providing are universal, so they're more around the whole school approach. And so our goal is to build that capacity, to increase our collaboration, to have students understand and advocate and manage their own mental health, support their families, to provide safe, efficient care in assisting them, how families can detect and manage mental health difficulties that they may be seeing in their children. So it's very universal.
When, may I ask, does this start? Does this start now, or does this start in the 2024 school year?
We are in the process of hiring two wellness workers at this moment.
Not meaning to sound gauche or anything on this, but is everybody excited to have this project get underway?
I think that's a rhetorical question. Of course, they're excited. Anytime you provide, extra supports to our schools, you know, I mean, it's a welcome support, and we've seen the positive support that our mental health capacity projects do in our schools. And when our support workers are not in our buildings, they're missed. And so any extra support that any staff member in a school, whether you're a support staff or whether you're a teacher, can get to support students, it's always welcome.
Betty Turpin is the superintendent of the Holy Family Catholic Regional School Division. Betty, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.